I'm with Governor Mary Fallon. Governor, we've got less than 3 weeks of this legislative session. How are things going right now?
Well, we have 10 days left to look at any revenue-enhancing measures to be able to invest in education, public safety, health, human services, transportation, and nothing's changed since last week. And as I let a siren call off last week, we're in a crisis. We need to find solutions to the problem. Don't be part of the problem versus the solution here at the Capitol. Either put up a vote on the board and let's start finding ways to fund essential services, or just say we're not going to do it. And we got a long ways to go.
We've got schools right now that are, it's almost worse than getting cuts, as they don't even know what to expect for next year.
You know, one of the things about not getting a budget done is the uncertainty that the schools face with letting teacher contracts, with, for example, the road projects that are being built right now. You have contractors that go out and hire people that buy supplies, buy asphalt, whatever it might be. You have corrections that need to decide where we're going to put inmates and do we have room or do we not. You know, you got all these different things of uncertainty in state government, and then even the business community not knowing what's going to happen for, you know, the business community itself. Are we going to be able to have the skilled, educated workforce, the career techs, the higher education, and being able to teach people what they need to know skill-wise or not? And so we need to start making some decisions. We've had very slow budget negotiations. I know my office has not had as active a role as we like to have. And it's not because we're not trying with the leadership. It's just that they don't know where they're going yet to be able to have those discussions with me. But what concerns me is that if they're not discussing what their ideas are with me, and as I said, if we get down to the final days and they pass a budget, which some members say, don't worry, we're going to pass a budget. But if they pass a budget that dramatically cuts services on top of the cuts we've already had, then I'm going to veto it. And I've said I'll stay as long as we need to. We can all cancel our June vacation plans, and we need to get our job done. But we need to figure out a path forward, and just not addressing the structure of the budget and just going ahead and cutting down to the bone and then leaving is not a plan. It's not a vision for the future. I've laid out my plan. I didn't even like a lot of things I put on the table as a suggestion back in February, but that was clear back in February. Yeah. We're in May now. And so it's time to have serious discussions between all the top leadership people and my office. You can't just cut me out and expect that I'm going to be okay with whatever they send me. You know, we have to have this compromise that's working together. And by the way, it has to be Democrats and Republicans working together, not just Republicans trying to get everything done. Democrats need to bring their chits to the table, too, and work with us.
Neva Hill, for example, always says that there's still more cuts that maybe privatization or something else that large that might be able to cut, not little tiny cuts. Is there any idea like that that might also be on the table for the lawmakers to consider?
Well, I think there's always room to make government more efficient. But once again, it takes the House and the Senate voting for them, passing them, sending them to my desk to sign. And we hadn't seen a lot of that either. Now, over the years, the 6 years I've been in office, every single year my State of the State speech, I say, here's what we need to do to make government more efficient, more effective. I've gotten probably about half of those things done, which is good. Information technology, we did some consolidation of that. I've asked them last couple of years to look at our school systems, especially our failing schools, our dependent schools, and if they're failing, to be able to have some shared services and their administrative costs so we can put in a person that's better at operating a school system than maybe one that's not, if they're failing, but they won't even do that. We've asked them to look at consolidating some of our law enforcement entities, ones that make sense, to help save money, even looking at the different pension systems and maybe having shared services on the administrative cost side, but we haven't done that. So yeah, there are some things that we can still do and things I think we should have a discussion about, but once again, it has to get to my desk. I think the other thing we're seeing out here is we see different groups of legislators saying, I'm not going to vote for that if you don't do this, and playing a lot of games back and forth. And we got to put the politics behind us. We can't be partisan. We can't do like Washington does and just lock up as a certain group of voters in a particular caucus. We need to have everybody doing their very best to find solutions to the problems because it affects all of Oklahomans.
Gross production tax is obviously a very big deal. We've now got commercials from the OIPA about don't add the extra tax. But at what point do we have to ask everybody to step forward and maybe pay their fair share? Maybe if it's not 7%, maybe if it's up to 3 or 4%.
Well, I have told the legislators that I'm open to look at all ideas, whatever the ideas might be, but bring them to me. Like once again, I can't do anything unless they send me something. So we need them to take action. I am worried about some of the things they say are common interests, like the cigarette tax or adjusting our gasoline tax, which is 48th, 49th, and gasoline and diesel in the nation. It seemed like some logical things to do, but then you hear, I'm going to hold it hostage to gross production, I'm going to hold it hostage to income tax or Medicaid expansion, whatever it might be. You know, we got to find a way to come together and go forward. But the big thing is, too, that these problems of revenue shortfalls and uncertainty will not stop over the decades, over the years to come, if we don't fix the structure of our budget. We know that we have an outdated tax system that was put in place in 1933. If you think about all the things that were here in 33 that are not here and things that are here now that were not there back in those years, it's a different economy, it's a different business sector, and that's what I've been trying to really tell the legislators, look, you know, we got to find a different way of doing these things. And if we don't consider that the price of oil in the energy sector has been in a two-year downturn and find ways to diversify how we bring in our revenue in our state, we're always going to have a shortfall. I've been warning the legislators that next year is a gubernatorial election and all the statewide elected officials will be up, all the House representatives will be up, and half the Senate. And it's just going to be a big election year, and people don't like to make change in election years. So we need to do it this year. In fact, we just need to do it for the stability for our state and to get rid of the uncertainty.
If you were to actually call back for a special session, any idea what that would look like?
Well, it's an option that I can have a special session. I could have a concurrent session. Although if I did tell the legislators I would do that, then they may not do their job the next 10 days. And so we're weighing those options, but I really want them to get their job done in the next 10 days.
What is your message right now to lawmakers as they go out this next 10 days needing to raise some kind of revenue?
Well, I think it's I know the job's tough. I know these are hard decisions, but these are real lives that we're affecting, whether we fund schools, whether we fund, you know, health authorities, whether we fund the transportation corrections. These are real. These things have real impact upon our quality of life, upon our image. I was telling a group of legislators this morning that they had a major company in from California last week that's in the aerospace business looking at bringing a big manufacturing concern that would help us diversify our economy. But it's hard for me to recruit these businesses to our state when they read in the paper that we're only funding 4-day school weeks and that we have other budget issues with transportation, whatever it might be. And they read that stuff, they hear that stuff about Oklahoma, and they go, well, you know, I like you guys, but I'm not real sure I want to come to your state. So we need to get the problem solved. And I guess the big message is don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. You know, bring forth your ideas, put the votes up on the board. If the votes fail, fine, let's go look for another solution. But we can't just not put the votes up on the board thinking it's going to resolve itself.
And finally, what is your message to the 3.5 million Oklahomans who also don't know necessarily what's going on inside this building?
Well, I think to our fellow Oklahomans is, you know, I still think we're a great state. We have a great quality of life. We have great things going on in many, many pockets across the state. We have a low unemployment rate. Exciting times, Oklahoma City and Tulsa and all the other surrounding areas. But we need to bring that certainty to our budget. We need to fund core services like education, our infrastructure, our health, human services, our public safety entities. Because if we become a third world state because we don't fund those things, then it's not going to help our image to be able to recruit new businesses and create new jobs. I think we can do it, but it's just going to require some tough votes, getting things done. And I think if the public would tell their legislators, look, we want you to fix these problems, don't just cut bait and go home, because they may at this point in time, but we really think it's important that you fix these things and we'll stand by you when you fix them, I think that would go a long ways.